A couple of weeks ago, after House Speaker Paul Ryan called members to order, he had this reminder to share.
Members should wear appropriate business attire during all sittings of the House, however brief their appearance on the floor may be.
As it turns out, though, that rule has been just about always been around, just hasn't really been enforced until recently.
Last week, CBS News reported that a female reporter was turned away from a guarded room known as the Speaker's Lobby, a common spot for reporters to talk to lawmakers, because she was wearing a sleeveless dress. Men have been given what one reporter called on Twitter a, quote, tie of shame if they leave theirs at home. This has created a bit of a stir, and the show's Lauren Gilger is here now with more on this. So, Lauren, what exactly does this rule require?
Well, that's still unclear. There's no dress code enforced on the Senate side of the aisle, and there's nothing really codified in this rule, just sort of a general expectation that you should wear, quote-unquote, appropriate attire. But that is something that Washington Post fashion critic Robin Givhan says is not as simple as it sounds these days. I spoke with her more about this recent dust-up on Capitol Hill, and I asked her, what does appropriate attire really mean anymore?
Well, I think that's the big question. I mean, we talk about appropriate business attire, and I think if we all sort of dig around in the back reaches of our brain, we know what that means. For men, it means a suit and tie. For women, it probably means a fairly modest dress or a pair of nice trousers and a blouse. But beyond that, it's not as specific as I think some people would like it to be. And I think the only reason they would like it to be more specific is because the general nature of it allows them to kind of play to their own personal desire for extreme comfort, or just wanting to be a bit subversive, or just not really wanting to play along.
Right, right. We all want to be individuals and express our freedom, right, to dress however we want to dress.
Exactly. But I think people kind of overcomplicate it. I think when it comes right down to it, I think most of us know that it's really probably not appropriate to come into the office in shorts and flip-flops. But on a particularly hot summer day, we may just choose to forget that it's not appropriate and do it anyway.
Right. And I feel like those rules tend to relax over time. You know, we all dressed like madmen at the office. But then, you know, nowadays you can wear jeans and a blouse, and that's acceptable.
Yeah. And I think that's all a really good thing. I mean, I'm certainly not advocating for the days of, you know, bullet bras and girdles. But I think what's happened as the rules have loosened and as these very sort of clear cut policies become more general, we've kind of all retreated to our own personal definition of what appropriate is, and we no longer really have this sort of general cultural definition of what appropriate is.
Right, right. I want to talk a little bit about the ways in which this affects women differently than men. And there have been cries of sexism here, but I've worked as a reporter on television, and now I work in radio. And there's definitely an expectation, I think, of what female journalists, reporters should wear in the newsroom. And that seems to be different from what's expected in these House rules. And it seems to be different from what's mandated in the Senate. So is this terrain, do you think, getting more complicated for professional women especially?
Well, you know, sort of the irony, I think, is that if you were an anchor on television, you pretty much would not be allowed on the House floor wearing the uniform that most TV anchors wear,
right,
which today seems to be a sleeveless dress. It is complicated, particularly for women, because there is such a wide range of options for women to wear into the workplace. And as soon as you start trying to dictate what is okay and what isn't okay, you really very quickly end up getting very personal. And it does become sexist, or it does at least have the ring of sexism to it.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things you say in the article, right, is that the thing that is ultimately hurt by this is fashion. That with rules that are strict, you know, whether they're appropriate or not, but it limits your fashion choices.
Yeah, I mean, it limits them in a way that makes no sense at all. There is a significant difference in tone between a woman wearing a sleeveless sheath dress and a pair of peep-toe pumps and a woman in a sundress and gladiator sandals. Mm-hmm. So because fashion is in constant flux and is constantly adapting to the way that we live, it's very difficult to just sort of have this general list of items that are verboten because those items change in their aesthetics all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And so you talk in the column about how, you know, 50 years ago, these lines were a lot more clear. So what do you think? Do you think it should still be like that? Or do you think that the house should be changing sort of with the fashion times?
You know, I would sort of be more inclined to put the onus on the wearer, on the lawmakers, on the journalists who are showing up to deal with themselves with a bit of tough love and say, am I dressed appropriately? I really do think that common sense is a very good guide on this. I don't think that someone needs to be an arbiter of what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. Essentially, we do know, and we just need to be adults about it, and we need to ask ourselves, am I being respectful to the institution that I'm covering, and am I being respectful to my colleagues?
All right. Robin Givhan is the fashion critic with The Washington Post. Robin, thanks so much for talking to us about this today.
My pleasure.